Now will you notice, verse 18 and 19, boast not against the branches. You and I have no right to be anti-Semitic. We have no right to boast of anything. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Everything you and I have is rooted in the fact God called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he called this nation, and out of that nation he brought Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. I couldn't be an anti-Semite. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. We might boast along that line. But the olive tree is Israel, and the wild olive is the church. We need to remember that. Verse 20, well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. And the important thing is, unbelief set them aside, and we only stand because of faith. Oh, my Christian friend today, you do not stand before God on your merit, your church membership. You stand on one basis alone. You believe in Christ, and that puts you in Christ. Now, this is a word of warning. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. And if you want to know what's going to happen to the organized church, and I'm more and more convinced that the church of Laodicea goes into the great tribulation, there's not a saved member in it. As Dr. George Gill used to say, some churches will meet on Sunday morning after the rapture, and they won't miss a member. That's Laodicea. Now, he says to the church of Philadelphia, I'm keep you from the hour of trial that's going to come on this earth. That's the great tribulation. He promised he'd keep them. That's the church today that has an open door before it and is getting out the word of God. That's a church I belong to, friends. I belong to a church. That invisible body of believers today that believe that the word of God should be gotten out. Hope you belong to that church. You do, you belong to my church today. And it's an invisible body of believers, and that church will be taken out at the time of the rapture. And it'll be before the great tribulation. Now he says here, if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Now the church today, the liberalism that's based on a philosophy, a ritual, based on going through some sort of religious gyroflexion, all of this sort of thing today. May I say to you, they do not belong to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.